In the basement of the school's Earth and Sciences Department, professors gathered in front of colorful waves showing activity from seismic stations. Professor Brian Stump is part of SMU's research team. He says those waves are what they use to pinpoint earthquakes and more carefully examine each acceleration.
Talking about, you know, how earthquakes generate waves, you know, that may be too technical, but it does help you understand what you're feeling.
He says to understand earthquakes, consider what happens when you drop a rock in a pond.
You can see the waves spread out from that rock, you know, and they get further and further apart the further they propagate. Same thing happens in the earth. The fault slips and it generates waves, but it generates two kinds of waves.
A P wave and an S wave. The S wave travels more slowly.
So you may feel the first P wave, which is a pop or a bang, and then you may feel a rolling, kind of a rolling motion that's associated with the shear waves and the S waves.
This kind of information will ultimately land in the SMU researchers' North Texas earthquake study. Professor Heather Deshawn is the team's lead scientist. She recognizes that one of the big questions is whether or not there is a relationship between earthquakes and the wells where water is injected back into the earth from nearby oil and gas drilling.
So we are interested in understanding if the fluid injection points are specifically related to the azole sequence or the mineral well sequence. But it's important to remember that we do not understand if and how injecting fluid into crust reactivates faults.
She's not sure if fluid injection could reactivate faults or if it's even relevant to the North Texas earthquakes.
The number of stations we have deployed in Reno Azole and the diversity of instrumentation we've already deployed is really going to provide us an unprecedented opportunity to understand these processes. But I'll stress today, we are still in the data collection point of our study. We do not have results and conclusions.
But for Michael Loggins, who lives near the Trinity River north of Azle, the minor earthquakes aren't as worrisome as the poor water quality. He used to help purify the water put into local injection wells.
And all of the companies that they had, the water purification companies, went out of business because the big oil companies quit hiring people like our company to clean the water up where it could be put back into lakes, ponds, and streams. You know, when we was kids, you could get a water hose and drink out of it, and it was fine. Now you can't do that.
Loggins hopes by the time the study is finished, possibly in a year or two, that they'll have better answers as to why quakes are more frequent in North Texas. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.